This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of this sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana will be issued a new, distinct card under the scheme. Official sources informed that anyone aged 70 or above as per their Aadhaar card will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mentioned that those with private insurance and employees, State Insurance Cooperation beneficiaries can also apply for the ABPMG scheme. The Competition Commission of India has found that e-commerce giants Amazon and Flipkart engaged in anti-competitive practices by favouring select sellers on their platforms. The CCI's investigation resulted in a 1,027-page report on Amazon and a separate 1,696-page report on Flipkart, both dated from last month. The reports concluded that the companies created an ecosystem where preferred sellers were ranked higher in search results, effectively sidelining other sellers. The two companies are currently reviewing the reports and will submit their responses to the CCI. Earlier in 2020, the CCI had ordered an investigation into Amazon and Flipkart for allegedly promoting certain sellers with whom they had business arrangements and giving priority to specific listings. The US has announced sanctions against three Chinese companies, one Pakistani company and a Chinese citizen for their role in Pakistan's ballistic missile program. US State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller announced that the sanctions target the Beijing Research Institute of Automation for Machine Building Industry, which helped Pakistan's National Development Complex acquire equipment for testing large rocket motors, including those used in Shaheen 3 and Ababil missiles. These sanctions are based on a 2005 executive order designed to prevent the spread of weapons of mass destruction. The United States has reaffirmed its support for a permanent seat for India and endorsed text-based negotiations to reform the UN Security Council, which has been stalled due to disagreements among a few countries. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. permanent representative to the UN, said that the U.S. is ready to work with other nations to draft and refine a resolution for a General Assembly vote and potentially amend the UN Charter. The U.S. also reaffirmed its support for permanent Security Council seats for India, Japan and Germany. This support comes as India and other nations advocate for the adoption of a negotiating text which could now gain momentum with U.S. backing. The reform process, known as intergovernmental negotiations, has been blocked by a few countries opposed to adopting a negotiating text. With the U.S. now backing the process, there is renewed hope for progress. In the South Asian Junior Athletics Championship, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai on the second day yesterday. Anisha secured India's first gold of the day in the women's discus throw with a record-setting distance of 49.91 metres, surpassing the previous meet record of 48.60 metres set by A. Bajwa in 2018. Amanat Kamboj won silver with a throw of 48.38 metres, while Sri Lanka's J.H. Gorangini took bronze with 37.95 metres. India will be partnering in the European Hydrogen Week 2024. This was officially announced on the second day of the International Conference on Green Hydrogen in New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.